Peter writes in his second letter in the New Testament, he says, "We are eyewitnesses of his majesty, for Jesus received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, 'This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.' And we ourselves heard this voice when it came from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. And you also will do well to pay attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." We too have witnessed Jesus, and so we say to him, "Here is our heart, Lord." I invite you to sing with us as you feel led, "Here's My Heart."
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
As I am found, I am yours. I am
you are alive, you endure.
Welcome to our time of congregational worship as we share our hearts with the Lord and seek His truth. Please look over the announcements in the bulletin on pages 6 and 7, as well as the enclosed letter from the Nafsinger family on the bulletin insert. Tuesday's community meal is being prepared and served by the meal team from St. John's, and so when that happens, we're always looking for some extra volunteers to help serve and clean up. So you can show up around 5 o'clock on Tuesday and help with that. The season of Lent begins this week on Ash Wednesday. We'll have worship and the service of communion here in the sanctuary at 7 that night. Services in remembrance of Rosemary Schmidt will be held in the chapel on Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. with visitation, and then the service will begin at 10:30, also in the chapel. Please be mindful of the special congregational meeting called next Sunday after both services of worship, and details are in your bulletin, and that is to elect an elder to fill a vacancy on consistory. Having our hearts tuned with the Lord, let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 17, the first 8 verses. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell faceward towards the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus.
Please rise as you're able. Our opening songs are "May the Peoples Praise You" and "How Great Thou Art." Come with a joyful heart and sing before the Lord.
Father, we thank you for showing your disciples your glory on the Mount of Transfiguration, that you gave them hope before going to the cross, that you are indeed God. And Lord, we thank you for revealing yourself to us in your word, that we too know who you are, truly are, that you are Lord and our Savior. So as we head into the season of Lent, we know despite the sorrow and anguish and rejection that the victorious Easter moment lies at the end. We thank you for these wonderful revelations of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, and I invite children forward for a message together. Good morning. What do I have here on my face? Glasses. What do my glasses help me do? Or what are glasses for? For seeing, right? I'm someone who can't see very far. I can see you close up. So even with my glasses off, I can see your face. You're a little bit blurry. But if I turn this way, I really can't see any faces. I just see shapes and colors. But as soon as I put my glasses on, I see all the faces, and I can tell who everyone is, right? I can see clearly. I can see all your families far, far away, yeah. I can see clearly who they are, and I can see them for real. So we heard already this morning that Jesus took some of his disciples up a mountain, and it says he was transfigured. And this is a big word, but transfigured means to be changed. And did you catch how Jesus changed? He became bright and shining bright, like bright, bright light, almost like he looked like God, right? All this time before this moment, the disciples just saw Jesus as a poor-looking man, right? And he made these promises, and they trusted he was God, but on the mount they actually got to see him as God. And Jesus had been saying, I am going to the cross to die. How do you think that made them feel, happy or sad? That he's going to the cross to die. Sad, right? But he said, after 3 days, I'm going to live, right? Now, it's a big promise to make, but they got to see him on the mountain in all his glory as God, so that when they left the mountain going to the cross, they had some hope, and they could be a little bit happier about it. Oh, wow. So we got a bonus lesson. We got Transfiguration and Jonah today. There's lots of stories in the Bible, right? So just like I, with my glasses, I can see clearly, I can see who everyone is. Just wait. Just like I can see clearly with my glasses, I can see you. The disciples got to see Jesus clearly on the mount to see who he really was too. So let's close with a word of prayer. Let's fold our hands. Dear God, we thank you for who you are, that you are our creator, and that you are our Savior, you are our Lord. We ask that you help us know this and live by this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys, for all your sharing.
I was talking to Dave Miller before Faith Village this morning, and he shared that he's always amazed at what the children will know from the Bible, and we just got to witness that from that young little boy. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. In this time of congregational prayer, O Lord, we bow before you, reminded of how great you are, your greatness, your creativity, your providence, your grace, your love, truly are beyond our description. And yet we are thankful for the times when you have touched us, when you have spoken to us, when you have healed us, when you have guided us, when you have saved us. We do thank you for the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ, the illumination of you in human form, that we can study Scripture and know the teachings of Jesus, the times of his miracles that brought attention and revealed you, the times of his teaching in the parables, illustrations of what it means to be a disciple, a believer. Illustrations in Scripture that remind us not to live our way, but to live in the ways of Scripture, in the ways that you have ordained. Lord, we thank you for the coming season of Lent, a season where we are challenged, we are called to give up our sin. Yes, Lord, we admit that we are sinners, as described in the Bible, in various ways, in various forms. And the season of Lent gives us a time to humble ourselves and to seek you, and to forgo those things that entice us, or to be able to have greater strength to say no to those things that tempt us, and to get very real and confess our sin, And in our confession, we are reminded of the sacrifice of the cross and the joy of Easter morning. So, Lord, we pray that you would continue to walk with us, and we pray that you would restore us as individuals, as believers, and as a congregation. Lord, on this day, we pray for the people that are shown on the back of the bulletin. We pray for Rosemary's children and grandchildren as they will gather to remember her and to hear your word of everlasting life. We pray for the NAF singers as they have gone down to Florida for this week of hope. We thank you for the ways the congregation has been able to love them and pray for them and support them. Lord, we pray for Blake, who will have surgery on his knee tomorrow. We pray for that procedure and for his healing and recovery. We pray for Larry and Melva and their son Monty as they each deal with health situations. And Lord, we pray for Kyle Ducey as he has now moved to Texas, and we pray for that new assignment that he is a part of in the U.S. Navy. We continue to pray for Roger Merrillett and his sister as they tend to their mother. We pray for David and for Bev as they go through their health recovery. And Lord, we pray for Phyllis Miller and her family as she continues to be in hospice. And Lord, as she grows weak, we also thank you for your spirit that strengthens her and gives her peace. Lord, as your people gathered together and connected in, hear us as we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.